The time, 17 minutes past seven. If there is a grave of a loved one that you would put flowers on and look after but can't because you live too far away, then there's a new service that might help you. And it's free. All you have to do is look after the grave of someone you don't know but which is near you. The idea of swapping the upkeep of graves is called Tender Grave, and it's the idea of Jenny Barsby Robinson, who joins us from Tunbridge Wells. Good morning.
Morning.
And it's an idea you had after you had your own experiences with this problem. Tell us what happened to you.
My gran is buried in Suffolk, and my best friend used to look after the grave for me because it's quite a round trip, it's a 200-mile round trip. And then she very selfishly moved to Australia and kind of left me in the lurch. And I put a pot of flowers up there one summer, and I put a note in the church and just asked if someone could possibly water them for me, and I didn't have any response at all. And of course, the flowers died, and that's kind of when I came up with the idea for Tender Grave. I thought there's got to be many, many people in this situation.
And the way it works is what? You have a website, and if somebody goes on the website, what do they find?
Well, the first thing you'll do is you'll see the front page. You'll explain very, very simply and clearly what to do, but you register. And the whole point is that before you ask for help, you have to offer help. So when you register, you're asked where you live, how far you might be willing to travel, and possibly how often. And then you can add the graves of the relatives you'd like to have tended.
And what's been the response? Because I know this is early days, isn't it? You've only just set it up.
Yeah, it's really early days. We went live a month ago, and the first 2 weeks were kind of what we call user testing, just to make sure the site could cope with everything. We've got about 30 people so far, which is why it's great that you guys are talking to me today, so I really appreciate that.
But I guess, and it must depend, its success must depend on finding enough people, because then you've got a grave near you that you can help out with.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it would be lovely if we had a few hundred people on the site willing to help. It could be once a year, it could be twice a year, it could be once a week. It just depends what you agree with your swap.
But so is the thinking that you'll end up being given a grave, and that's the grave you continue to look after, and therefore you have a sort of, and it sounds strange, perhaps a form of relationship with the person buried beneath?
Yeah, I think so. And I think at these times, you know, people are very interested in their past and they're looking at genealogy websites. So I think it's really great that, you know, this is here. And if you do find a relative that you didn't know you had, you have that opportunity to find a bit more about them via certain websites and have that history there as well.
Well, we look forward to hearing how it gets on. Jenny Barsby Robinson, thank you.